فيا أيها القاري به متمسكا مجلا له في كل حال مبجلا.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Great to have you with us. My name is Khalid Abu Shafi'. This is the 9th episode about علم التجويد. We are coming to the end of the introduction of the تجويد. Then we will enter into the basics of the rules, and we continue inshallah this episode. So before we proceed, we need to understand something very important, is that what is the riwayah that we use now in our time in reciting the Quran. And as you know, most of you know that we read riwayat hafs. So if I ask anybody or look at the mushaf, or you hear one of the shuyukh and the qurra reads, you will hear them saying bi riwayati hafsin an asim. So what is a riwayah and what is al-qira'ah? And we have heard also there are qira'at. Qira'at al-sab', the seven readings style of reading, or the tenth readings style of reading. Al-qira'at al-ashr, al-qira'at al-sab'. And we have mentioned that there is an isnad, and that isnad is the reporting and the transmission by tawatur, by numerous reporters, that this Quran has reached us and reached into our time by memorization of heart, by chest to chest. We have reported this from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam through that chain. And normally in our time, the qurra who have reported the Quran with the isnad of al-qira'at al-sab', or the seven readings, or the ten readings, reaches up to from 30, 31 to 32 men between us and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam received the wahi from Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam, he gives it to the sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum by saying to them what to write. And when the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they record that in their writings, they read to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rectify and corrects the mistakes. So before the wahi ends, Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam leaves, then this Quran and these writings have been agreed upon with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with the correct recitation and the correct narration of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now Hafs rahmatullahi alayhi has reported this from his teacher Asim rahmatullahi alayhi, and Asim also has reported the same thing from Zir ibn Hubaysh and Sa'd ibn Iyas and Abu Abdurrahman al-Sulami. And these three narrators of Tabi'een also have reported from their elders of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, who are Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, Ubay ibn Ka'b, Zayd ibn Thabit, Uthman ibn Affan, and Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een. These Sahaba have heard the whole Quran and have reported and transmitted this Quran from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given them permission on the authority to teach other people. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of course has reported this from Jibreel, and Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam has reported this Quran from Rabbul Izza tabaraka wa ta'ala, and from Al-Lawh Al-Mahfuz, as Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala also gives this Quran to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through Jibreel, and he puts in the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so he will never forget it. سَنُقَرِئُكَ فَلَا تَنْسَى. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, we are going to teach you, you will never forget it. So Hafs rahmatullahi alayhi, who is a student of Asim. Asim rahmatullahi alayhi had two students. One of them is named Shu'ba, and the other one, or Abu Bakr ibn Ayyash, and the second one is named Hafs. Now Hafs, they call him Hufais. He is the step son of Asim rahmatullahi alayh. So Asim rahmatullahi alayh, he was one of the qurra who settled in Al-Kufa. And as Imam al-Shatibi says, وَبِالْ كُوفَةِ الْغَرَّاءِ مِنْهُمْ ثَلَاثَةٌ أَذَاعُوا شَذًا وَقَرَنْفُلَ. So Al-Imam Al-Shatibi says that in Al-Kufa there are three famous eminent qurra, that is Asim rahmatullahi alayhi, who had a student Hafs and Shu'ba, and Hamza, very famous one of the ten qurra, and Ali al-Kisai rahmatullahi alayh. In Medina Munawwara, famous and eminent qari who was in the time of Imam Malik, his name Nafi' rahmatullahi alayh. Imam Nafi', as we know, he had one famous student called Warsh and the other one called Qalun. Riwayat Warsh is a very famous qira'ah in North Africa, and that is Morocco, Algeria, Tunisia, Chad, Mali, Nigeria, parts of Libya, and also Qalun as well in Tunisia and Libya and some of the parts of Algeria. Mecca had Ibn Kathir, Abdullah ibn Kathir al-Makki, and Imam al-Shafi'i also recites and reads Qira'at Ibn Kathir, as Imam Malik also reads Riwayat Nafi', and that's why the North African, the Maliki people recite, and the people in Andalus recite and read in their Salat Riwayat Warsh an Nafi', as well as the people who are in Tunisia and Libya read Qalun an Nafi'. In Al-Basra, which is a city in Iraq, was Abu Amr al-Basri. In Dimashq was Ibn Amir al-Shami. And in Al-Madinah al-Munawwara, one of the three who have Imam al-Jazari added this Qurra, who are also famous Qurra, one of them is named Abu Ja'far al-Madani. And also in Al-Basra was Ya'qub, and Al-Kufa was Khalaf. So these three Khalaf. Imam al-Shatibi mentioned the seven in his al-Shatibiyya. Al-Shatibiyya Hirzu al-Amani wa Wajhu al-Tahani fi al-Qira'at al-Sab'a. They call it al-Shatibiyya. Has mentioned the seven readers or the seven Qurra. The eminent seven Qurra are Nafi', Ibn Kathir, Abu Amr, Ibn Amir, Asim, Hamza, Al-Kisai. These are the seven Qurra. But Imam al-Jazari, in his Tayyibatul Nashr, he mentioned more than these seven Qurra, and he have added with his reports and his transmission up to the three Qurra, Abu Ja'far, Ya'qub, and Khalaf al-Kufi, rahmatullahi alayhim ajma'in. Now, Asim, rahmatullahi alayhi, Ibn Abi Nujud, he was in the time of Imam Abu Hanifa. Imam Abu Hanifa also was between Kufa and Baghdad. Imam Asim died in 127. Imam Abu Hanifa died in 150 Hijri. Hafs, rahmatullahi alayhi, was in the time of Imam Malik. Imam Malik was in Medina Munawwara. Imam Malik has not left Medina Munawwara at all unless he goes to Mecca for Hajj. But Imam Shafi'i also traveled into Baghdad and into Al-Kufa, and he met the ulama, he went to Medina Munawwara as well. So the time between the 90 Hijra, where he was born, it was the time, that time Imam Malik was born in 89 Hijra or 79 Hijra, up to 180. So 178 or 79 Imam Malik died. 90 to 180, that's the time Hafs ibn Sulaiman ibn al-Mughira al-Asdi al-Kufi rahmatullahi alayhi. Now, our recitation and our tariq, our way, is biriwayat Hafs an Asim min tariq al-Shatibiyya. The ulama have selected that tariq, which is we tariq of Imam al-Shatibi, that we use to recite the way that Imam al-Shatibi has selected. So how did it come to this stage, riwayat Hafs an Asim, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read to the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum? So people come from Hudayl or Qais or Aus, or from a different tribe. They have different languages, in the meaning different accent, and the accent, it is the same language of Arabic language. So for example, when some Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum came to recite and to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reads to them according to their language, and he says, for example, الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ, instead of saying الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ with the Hamza, for example, or مَالِكِ يَوْمِ الدِّينِ, مَالِكِ يَوْمِ الدِّينِ, and there are other ways saying فَلَا يَخَافُ عُقْبَاهَا وَلَا يَخَافُ عُقْبَاهَا. Then later on, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they taught their students according to what they have been taught by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and according to what they know from their qira'ah. Then this is transmitted to their student, and the student came to the tabi'in, tabi'at tabi'in. When reached Asim, rahmatullahi alayhi ibn Abi Najud, in Al-Kufa, he set to do the iqra' for a long time in the masjid, so it became famous, and people come from all over the world to read from Asim, rahmatullahi alayhi. But Asim had so many students. The famous students that have kept to come and read and stay for a long time with Al-Imam Asim are these two famous students. And most of the Qurra have two or three famous students. And these two Qurra are Shu'ba, rahmatullahi alayhi, and Asim, and Hafs, rahmatullahi alayhi, who is his stepson from his wife. So Asim had this student who is Hafs, and Hafs transmitted this Qira'ah to his student, and he had Ubayd ibn Sabah and Amr ibn Sabah, who have reported this Qira'ah, and this Qira'ah and this Riwayah and this Tariq reached us up to today, inshallah, in this manner. And same for Riwayat Warsh an Nafi'. Warsh came from Egypt and from Misr and stayed in Medina Munawwara and stayed for a long time to learn from Imam Nafi', rahmatullahi alayh. And Qalun stayed nearly for 40 years, keeping learning and learning and learning and sitting with Imam Nafi' until Imam Nafi' said, that's enough, go and have, and I give you permission, I have given you a long time permission to sit in a corner in one of the Ustwana and the pillars of Masjid al-Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you can teach this Qira'ah. So Qalun rahmatullahi alayhi, as you know, Qalun, he was deaf, he could not hear anything unless it is Quran al-Kareem. And by the way, most of this Qurra, rahmatullahi alayhim ajma'in, are from either the Mawali, the Abid, slaves who have been long time before Islam, or they are Ajam, non-Arabs. So among the Qurra who are Arabs are very few, like Abdullah ibn Amir al-Shami al-Yahsubi, as Imam Shatibi says about him. The rest ataha bihim ulwala. It means that Imam Shatibi says most of these Qurra are originally either non-Arabs or either they are slaves before they became Muslim. And as Imam also Warsh had a student called Al-Azraq. Al-Azraq has read 60 khatma before Imam Warsh have given him permission to go and spread this riwayah عن طريق الأزرق. As the riwayah Warsh in North Africa and Andalus and Morocco, Algeria, Tunisia, it is عن طريق الأزرق, who is a student of Imam Warsh, and الأزرق, which is the tariq of Imam al-Shatibi. We can't talk too much about more details than that, but if you have any question, inshallah, we will discuss in if you comment in the contact me, inshallah. فجزاكم الله خيرا for listening. Please leave a comment, and if you have any question, contact me. And next week, inshallah, or next episode, which is coming soon, inshallah, in this weekend, would be about al-isti'aza and al-basmala in qira'at al-Qur'an. We start, inshallah, we will enjoy by starting reading Qur'an bit by bit. And anybody who has the desire and the eagerness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open their heart to recite the Qur'an al-Kareem properly, as Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants you to. جزاكم الله خيرا السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته
هنيئا مريئا والداك عليهما ملابس أنوار من التاج والحلاء